Now, we will be focusing on the fourth quarter results. First, the fourth quarter numbers are here. And you can see the net sales have increased by 5% to 32,718,000,000. And it's minus 24% for operating income at 6,855,000,000. The biggest factor for this is, as described below, because of the FX impact, 15%, and also the 10% impact of pre-GAAP for reference revenue before adjusting for deferred revenue. Our performance has increased, and there was also the increase in the stock prices. It's not a good thing for profits to go down, but the factor for the profits to have gone down is linked to our performance. So it's a very complicated emotion that I have in this regard. One thing, in regard to the pre-GAAP income, we have a variable and also the compensation, but there is the pre-GAAP income had increased, and also the shares prices had fluctuated, and we have this occurring at the same time. And so the pre-GAAP operating income increase meant that there was a burden of 800 million yen for bonuses, and also there's a 700 million yen impact because of the increase in stock price to 1,900 yen. And so we have these the FX factors as well. And these are the factors that impacted the fourth quarter. And for the software, there was about 400 million yen impact. And otherwise, it was mainly flat on a non-GAAP basis. This is the pre-GAAP. The net sales and the costs fluctuations are shown. Here, we're seeing the progression. I've already talked about the factors because of the compensation variables. And then these are the numbers in a dollar-denominated basis. And by region, you can see Europe stands out. We have a double-digit increase in revenues in Europe. And this is the net sales by region. The foreign exchange factor, especially the depreciation of the euro, had an impact of 660 million yen. And this shows the impact based on a constant currency revenue growth. And here, this is the sales by segment, this 5%, or also the 10 or 15% pre-GAAP basis. There's other factors. In the consumer sales, unfortunately, we continue to see a decline. Meanwhile, for the corporate sales, we see a growth. Later on, there will be another slide that will look into this. And as for the cloud-related products, we continue to see high growth rates here as well. It's 34% increase on a year-on-year basis. This is the sales by region, and this is the pre-GAAP revenue. If we look at this by Europe, 32% in Europe is quite high. And in this regard, in the previous report, we mentioned this. And there will be a further explanation. But for the network security area, we have Deep Discovery, a product that is selling quite well. And we have been able to get a big deal here. That's one factor for this increase. And here, as already mentioned, the green is the pre-GAAP revenues. And there is a major impact of the foreign exchange rates. But we are looking at this to look at the actual performance. And there's a minus 9% in the consumer, whereas in the enterprise, it's a plus 24%. This 24% is the highest of the past 10 years. It's a record growth for the past 10 years. So that's why, because we have this variable compensation, the impact has been felt because of the very high growth that we have observed here. Here. I'll skip this, and please refer to the costs. We see an increase because there was the software, the asset area that, and there is 1 billion in increase in the per proportion outside services. But there's a lot of sales commissions, and there is sales that grows, and this means that this will mean a large burden here. And so, therefore, the burden increases if we have that 24% increase. And as for the SG&A, we see that the personnel costs have increased. And we have also seen in the lower half the result of the increase of the stock prices. And there's nothing to note on the cash flow. As for the headcount, it's minus 34 persons. It looks like a decrease, but the major factor for this is because of the joint venture company in China. This was established last year, and there was a relocation, so in APAC, there is a decrease by around 100 persons. But if we exclude that, then there is an increase in the headcount. And then this is non-operating items. There are two items here, the gain on business transfer and the loss on charge in equity. And there is the joint venture company transactions. So there's a temporary impact here. Next, this is the highlights for the fourth quarter.
Pre-GAAP is showing high growth, and business in Europe is showing strong growth as well. And cloud and network security. For this particular quarter, within the trend micro history, cloud and network, we saw the largest numbers in record. So in both of these business areas, we believe that Trend Micro is now well known. And of course, there are some lowlights, as I mentioned before. Consumer business sales has declined. And there was an increase of variable cost, exerting downward pressure on our profitability. There are some temporary factors, and some factors are also related to the increase in sales. So we do not believe that everything is necessarily negative. On a full-year basis, 8% growth in sales and minus 8% growth in operating income. And the pre-GAAP is an 11% increase. This is the summary of all the four quarters, so I would like to skip these slides and go to the dividend slide because I'm sure that this is the one that you're interested in. So this is a dividend for the year that has closed, 110 yen, 70% payout ratio. So unfortunately, this is a slight decrease compared to the previous year. And for this year's dividend policy, this is going to be quite complicated. The biggest factor is tipping point acquisition. And within 5 years, the goodwill has to be amortized, which means that on an annual basis, we believe approximately 7 billion yen impact will occur. So if we translate this directly to P&L, profit may be in the negative area, but there is no impact on cash flow. So dividend calculation formula has somewhat changed. So while we need to amortize the goodwill, on the consolidated net income, we will add the amortization cost of a goodwill after tax. And this is what the calculation would look like. Which means that for FY2016, the dividend, of course, this is still a forecast. And we have to receive approval at the shareholders' meeting, but it's going to be about 115 yen. Which is a slight increase from the previous fiscal year. And this is the compensation for shareholders over time. And for FY2016, the biggest factor is a tipping point acquisition. And the 40% increase in sales will be seen in North America because of this. Other areas will be, of course, impacted as well, but the largest impact will be seen in North America. And for the full year forecast, a 12% increase for sales, 138.8 billion yen, and 12% decline in operating income, but this is because of the goodwill amortization. But if we exclude that, we will see an increase of 5%. This is not the first quarter, but by the end of this quarter, we will complete the acquisition. So this is not the full year tipping point revenue, only 9 months of revenue and amortization for tipping point is included here, only for three quarters. That's all from me. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have later on. Thank you.